And now it's a collision of the crisis of illegal immigration and the principle of free education as school begins in many districts of South Florida today. Among those attending class for the first time are tens of thousands of students who may have a shocker of a story to tell if asked about what they did on their summer vacation.
His coyote left him in the desert. He ran around in the desert for 3 days, and finally he pressed that button and said, "Homeland, come get me, because it's either that or die." And I don't ask much of the story more than what people tell me, because there's things that they're not ready to share, and probably I'm not ready to hear either.
That's attorney Rachel Diaz talking about one of her 16-year-old clients from Guatemala who will be starting school without parents, part of the wave of young people fleeing Central America to escape violence in the United States. The children have already overwhelmed federal authorities at the border. Now they threaten to overwhelm the school system in Miami-Dade County. Here's Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
We should not be doing it alone. And we should not be the victims, or these children should not be the political victims of congressional inaction regarding this matter.
To tell us about what's new in this new school year in South Florida is John O'Connor, state impact education reporter at WLRN Miami Herald News. Welcome, John.
Thanks for having me.
So how much apprehension is there in the school system as school begins today?
Well, it's an interesting point here in South Florida, where obviously Miami is a city of immigrants, and the school system says we can take care of this problem. We know how to deal with immigrant students. We know how to get them up to speed. The difference is with these particular students, you're talking about kids who are escaping violence in their home countries. It's a very harrowing journey here. And so one of the principals I spoke with said, yeah, we have to make sure they've got a roof over their head, they've got food, and then we can start talking about educating them. But we know we can take care of the education part.
It's interesting what you say, because South Florida does have some resources at its disposal to deal with this influx. Here's 16-year-old Jessica Gaspar, born in the U.S. to Guatemalan parents. She's actually helping out. Listen.
I just want them to just feel like they're wanted and not to be, like, afraid or anything.
This community of immigrants is working to help these new people who are starting school for the first time. Is that right, John?
Absolutely. The tape you heard there is from Lake Worth, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County. And so they have a center, the Guatemalan Maya Center, set up there to help folks from Guatemala. And one of the key issues there is that some of the kids who are coming here from Guatemala don't speak Spanish or English. They speak Mayan languages. And so it takes a very specialized person who knows those languages to translate. In Miami-Dade, we're seeing more Honduran immigrants. And so one of the principals I spoke with said, they've had more than 100 kids in the past 2 years from Honduras. The school has grown by 10 to 15%, depending on how many kids enroll this year. So you see these communities where these students tend to concentrate because there are other folks from those communities there.
Do educators in South Florida believe that the federal government is simply taking the expertise of South Florida and the school systems there for granted?
I don't know if that's the case, but there's very clearly some anger that the federal government is not doing what it should here, which is both controlling the border with border policy, and then probably the more important part to Alberto Carvalho, the superintendent of Miami-Dade County's public schools, is that the U.S. is not using its ability, foreign aids policy, things like that, to make sure that these countries are safe and prosperous so that you don't have gang violence, so that folks are less willing to want to leave.
And gang violence, of course, is why people are fleeing from Central America, among other issues that are pushing the young people northward. How much does this cost South Florida? Does anyone know? And will there be an attempt to ask the federal government for compensation?
Yes. Miami-Dade schools can put a very specific number on it. They say it costs $1,959 more per year per student to educate them, and that covers things like health screenings and some other things. And they have asked the federal government, Alberto Carvalho, the superintendent, has written a letter to the federal government saying, this is your responsibility, you have failed to act, and therefore you should pay for it. South Florida school districts have already received some money, but the bulk of the funding to cover the cost of this would likely be contained in the federal budget, and that's not going to get taken care of until later. And in fact, Carvalho is very upset that Congress took a 5-week recess before dealing with this problem.
John O'Connor, in your conversations with teachers and parents in the course of preparing this story, any sense that the impact of these new students is going to affect education for people already enrolled in South Florida?
That is something that we can't say yet. The school district says it doesn't, that you know they have enough experience with immigrant students, but it's definitely something I'd like to keep an eye on this school year.
Any sense that this influx of students will have the same kind of political impact in Florida as the Mariel Boatlift in the 1980s did?
That's not clear yet either. First of all, the numbers aren't that large yet. We've had 3,000 students who have been released to Florida sponsors so far this year. A lot of these kids are coming without their parents. And so it's, you know, what the long-term political impact is 10, 15 years down the road. Are they going to be able to organize into a community and a political force? We don't know yet.
Well, the seeds are being sown on the first day of school in South Florida in a lot of districts. John O'Connor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
John O'Connor is state impact education reporter at WLRN Miami Herald News.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.